Chapter 18. I am protected. You've been framed. We've all heard the phrase, you've been framed. Most of the time we think of it as a bad thing. We've been set up, made to look as though we did something that we didn't do. But the scripture talks about a different type of frame. It says the worlds were framed by the word of God. It's not just talking about the physical worlds. The word in the original language is eons, meaning ages or times. It's saying that God has a frame around your times. He has put a fence, a boundary around your life. Nothing can penetrate your frame that God doesn't allow. Trouble, sickness, accidents, they can't just randomly happen. The frame is set. You don't have to worry about your future. There's a frame around your health, a frame around your children, a frame around your finances. It's a boundary set by the Creator of the universe. Not only can nothing get in without God's permission, but even better news, you can't get out. You can't make a mistake big enough to break out of that frame. You can't get too addicted, too discouraged, too angry. It's a destiny frame. God won't let you get so far off course that you can't still fulfill your purpose. You may have come up right to the edge, be about to do something to get yourself in trouble, but you bump into that frame. God will push you right back. I had a man tell me how he was so fed up with his boss. He had worked at the company many years. His boss was always condescending, making sarcastic remarks. This man had had all he could take. He was about to give his boss a piece of his mind. He knew he'd get fired, but at this point he didn't care. As he lay in bed the night before, he had his speech all lined up and was steaming over it, thinking, I'm going to tell him, I don't like you, I don't need you, you're a lousy boss, on and on. He was going to let it all hang out. The first thing the next morning, he marched into his boss's office without knocking, all fired up. Then the strangest thing happened. He got flustered. He couldn't remember what he was going to say. His mind totally went blank. He looked at the boss and said, would you like a cup of coffee? He told me later, Joel, I tried to tell him off. I tried to be mean. I just couldn't do it. What happened? He bumped into the frame. God knows how to protect you not only from accidents, not only from wrong people. God will protect you from yourself. Sometimes we're the most dangerous thing we face. At the family reunion, you're about to tell your relative off. Somehow, you feel a peace come over you, or they walk out of the room at just the right time. That's not a coincidence. You better thank God for your frame. Out on the freeway, that person who cut you off, you're about to give them a signal with your hand. And I'm not talking about one-way Jesus. You pull up next to them so aggravated, throw your hand up, but instead of doing what you thought, you just smile and give them a big, friendly wave. What happened? You bumped into your frame. This frame has kept us out of more trouble than we realize. You better thank God for your frame, or you might not still have a job. If it had not been for the frame, we might not still be married. How many times were we going to tell our spouse exactly what we thought, exactly what they should do, and we hear that still small voice saying, don't do it. Bite your tongue. Walk away. We take the advice. That's the frame. In the scripture, David experienced this frame. He and his men had been protecting a wealthy man by the name of Nabal, who had thousands of sheep. They were camped next door. Just to do him a favor, they made sure that no bandits bothered him or his property. One day, David asked his men to go ask Nabal for some food. Nabal was very rude and an evil man. He told those men, I don't owe you anything. I didn't ask you to do this. Get off my property. When David heard what Nabal had said, he was furious. He told his men, pack up, we're going to go wipe out Nabal and anyone that's halfway associated with him. This set David off. As he headed toward Nabal's house, angry, offended, ready to take vengeance, God sent a young lady named Abigail, who was Nabal's wife, to intercept David before he struck. She met David on the road with gifts and food. Abigail said, David, you are called to be our next king. You are destined to do great things. My husband Nabal, he's a fool. Why are you going to waste your time fighting with him? You could miss your destiny. She spoke sense into David. David replied, "You're exactly right." He turned around and went back home. You know what Abigail was? She was a part of the frame. God ordained her to be there at the right time, to know exactly the right thing to say. Had David gotten distracted, killed Nabal and all of his men, caused a big stir by shedding innocent blood, that mistake could have kept him from taking the throne. David went right up to the edge, but he bumped into his frame. God is so good, He will always send the right person to say the right thing to keep you from missing your destiny. David said, "Where would I be without the goodness of God?" He could have said, "Where would I be without this frame?"